弟兄姐妹大家好。
好。
Dear sister and brother, good morning.
我们今天在这儿是一个以特别的方式来进行主日的崇拜。
Today we use a special method to worship together.
虽然这个疫情发展得很快，但是我们今天啊仍然可以啊是感谢主的恩典，我们可以相聚在一起。
Even though this coronavirus has been spread quickly, but we're still able to meet together.
那上个星期的话，我们讲到了面对疫情，我们应该不要惧怕。
And last week we talked about when we facing the coronavirus, we should not be feared.
因为我们面对疫情的时候，我们可能会惧怕病毒会侵害我们。
Because we will worry about the virus is going to attack us.
而且我们也会惧怕这病毒会的疫情的发展会带给我们其他方面更多的影响。
We're afraid the coronavirus will affect our whole life.
那今天呢，我也想继续跟大家分享这方面的信息哈。
I will continue to follow up from last week.
那么我想跟大家谈的是要小心病毒。
Well, first of all, I'm going to caution everyone to be careful of contracting the coronavirus.
我今天所要跟大家分享的题目就是要小心病毒。
Today I'm going to share with you is to be careful of another virus.
那么这个新冠的病毒呢，从去年一月份，从今年的一月份在中国武汉爆发以来。
Well, the coronavirus has started in Wuhan in January.
没有人会想到会在短短的两个月时间内就席卷了全球各个的地方。
Nobody can comprehend within 2 months that the whole world has contracted this virus.
所以我们渐渐地知道了这个病毒的危险。
So we know the dangers of the coronavirus.
那这个病毒呢，对于年长的人，特别是70岁以上的人，还有一些身体健康状况有问题的人，有特别的危险。
It's extremely dangerous to people who are elderly, maybe 70 years and older, and with some medical conditions.
那么很多的年轻人就以为说啊，因为我比较年轻，有身体强壮，应该这个病毒对我危害不大。
A lot of young people think they are not touchable because I'm young, so I'm not going to get sick.
但是最近从法国来的报告啊，还有意大利的一些进展，我们发现说，对年轻人这个病毒也是同样有危害的。
So we have received some study from other country like France that this also attack young people as well.
所以最近美国的 CDC 也发出了新的警告。
So lately, the CDC has a new warning.
说这个提醒我们的年轻人说，你并不是天然免疫的。
And to warn young people, you are not you will continue. There's a possibility you will also contract this virus.
那么很多的年轻人。如果生病，也有一些会要住院，也会造成生命上的危险。
So quite a few young people also be hospitalized, and they also their life can be in danger as well.
所以说，这个病毒其实对我们每个人都是一个潜在的危险。
So there's a hidden danger for every one of us.
因为病毒所带来的有些的肺部感染，可能对我们身体都是一个永久的伤害。
Because it's going to infect our lungs, so it can cause permanent damage.
为此呢，我们这个健康卫生方面的专家提醒我们说，怎么样要避免和他人的接触。
So a lot of experts to caution us to avoid to have a contact with others.
而且呢，我们要注意洗手。
And the most importantly is wash our hands.
如果有人生病的话。要跟他保持一定的距离。
If there's other people are ill, you have to keep distant from that person.
所以我们要避免感染上这个新冠的病毒。
So we need to avoid to contract this virus.
所以今天我们的聚会，大家也都是在自己的家里面啊。
today every one of us are staying home to worship.
我们也避免说，因为大家聚在一起会增加感染的机会。
Because that will be increase the risk to be infected if we get together.
那么大家的注意力现在都在这个新冠病毒的上面。
Because everybody is paying attention to the coronavirus at this time.
我们也尽量避免说我们会感染这个病毒。
So we try to avoid not to contract this virus.
其实大家有没有注意到有另外一种病毒也随着这个新冠病毒而在世界各地蔓延。
But are you paying attention? There's another virus actually spreading on this earth as well.
那我们居住在美国多多少少也感受到。
And we live in the United States, we can sense it.
那么针对亚裔还有华人的这个歧视的 行为是越来越多。
There's more and more people discriminate Asians and Chinese.
那我知道，可能大家都有看到一个录像啊，就是在纽约的地铁里面啊，一个妇女对华人有公开的攻击的行为。
And so we probably a lot of us have seen this video that in New York subway and there's a woman a physical attack Chinese.
那么其实在洛杉矶我们也看到了这样的报道。
And we also received reports from Los Angeles.
就是一个年轻的男孩子他受到人身的攻击。
This Asian man was attacked by others.
那他脸部都受了很严重的伤害。
So his face was injured.
那为此呢，洛杉矶的警察局也正在调查这些事情。
Therefore, police, Los Angeles police are investigating this event.
那么在这个德州的话也发生一个案子啊。
And there's another case in Texas.
那一家四口人呢，有在 Sam's Club 里面去买东西。
And there's a family of four shopping in Sam's Club.
那一个年轻的男子呢，就认定他们是中国人，就对他们发起了人身的攻击。
And so they thought they were Chinese, so this young man physically attacked them.
他用这个刀子呢，就去刺杀这一家人。
And he was knifing this family.
那么其中这一家的三口人呢，都受了不同程度上的伤害。
And the three out of four members of this family has suffered different degrees of injury.
那么后来警察赶到，将这个男子制服，然后把他带到警察局去。
So police arrested the man and brought him to the police station.
所以类似这样的事情我们已经听到。
So we have heard the several cases like this.
那么我们也已经看到。
And we also witnessed it.
而且非常有可能我们亲身可能就在这个生活的社区里面会感受到这种歧视对我们的影响。
We might personally experience this discrimination or prejudice from others.
那么作为华人生活在这个世界我们应该怎么样去面对？
As a Chinese living in this world, how do we face it?
所以这是一种这也是一种看不见的病毒。
And this is an invisible virus.
那这种病毒对我们的影响远远比新冠病毒带来的影响更厉害。
And this is more, maybe more severe, this invisible virus caused more damage than the coronavirus.
那么当这个疫情来临袭击世界各国的时候。
When this virus attacked the world,
那我们希望看到所有的人是能够联合起来共同的对付这个疫情。
We would love to see that people are united to facing this epidemic.
但是不幸的是我们看到了很多这些不光彩的一面。
Unfortunately, we see the other side, the ugly side of human race.
特别是在这个时候呢，有些国家的政治领导人也并不能给我们做一个很好的表率。
And in the same time, some of the political leaders are not setting a great example for us.
我们看到中国的外交部发言人， 公开的宣称说这个病毒是可能是来自美国的。
So from China embassy, they're attacking United States, claiming and this virus coming from United States.
这种毫无根据的说法，完全是由一个国家的外交部发言人公开的讲出来。
And this is baseless, is coming from their country.
我想是非常损害中国的形象。
This really damages the image of China.
那么可以想象说，这种言论如果没有经过中国最高领导人的授意，是他们是绝对不敢这样讲的。
I'm sure this is without the highest leader permission. They will never say something like that.
那反过来看到，我们看到川普总统的反应，也让我们大跌眼镜。
And so when we see President Trump, what he says, that we might not be happy as well.
那他是公开的在场合里把这个病毒就叫做中国病毒。
And in the public, during his daily briefing, he used the word China, the virus from China.
尽管世界卫生组织呢已经正式把这个名称已经定了叫 COVID-19。
And even though WHO has stated that we need to call this virus COVID-19.
那这个新冠病毒已经有了正式的名称。
And so we have this formal terminology.
而且呢，也有记者不断的提醒他说，这个讲法是一个种族歧视的提法。
And people actually report, journalists has reminded President Trump, you are discriminating Chinese.
但是我们的总统依然使用这个字眼。
But our president continued to use this word.
在公开的场合，在私底下，他都是这样。
And he's saying that in the public and privately as well.
他声称这是对中国这种不合理做法的一个反击。
And this is why he formed attack Chinese government as well.
所以在这种情况下，我们看到在社交的媒体上，很多人都分成了两派。
So therefore, the social media has been divided.
那有人支持中国。
And there one part, party support China.
那也有人支持美国。
And the other side support United States.
所以大家对方就公开的对骂。
And so they were attack each other.
我们看到说这种仇恨的病毒比这种新冠病毒蔓延的更快。
Well, we can see this virus is filled with hatred, actually is more severe than the coronavirus itself.
而且它给我们的社会，给我们的个人，给我们的国家都会带来非常大的伤害。
Has damaged our country, our community, and personally.
那作为基督徒我们应该怎么样面对这样的情况
？As a Christian, how should we face this problem?
我们是应该站在中国政府一边呢？我们还是应该站在美国总统的一边
？Should we side with China or should we side with United States with President Trump?
那我就想跟大家今天一起来看圣经的一段经文。
So I want to read a passage with you and share that with you.
这段经文就在约翰一书四章七节。
And it's in the First John chapter 4, verse 7.
约翰一书四章七节。
First John chapter 4, verse 7.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开我来读中文，贝扬卡来读英文，是非常简单的一节经文。我希望我们大家都可以背下来，而且默想，牢记在心中。
It's a very, very simple and easy verse. Hopefully, we can meditate on it and memorize it.
约翰一书四章七节这样讲。
So it says,
亲爱的弟兄们，你们要彼此相爱。
Beloved, let us love one another.
凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识。
And love is of God, and everyone that love is born of God.
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
仇恨这种啊病毒已经伴随了人类很多年。
Hatred is like a virus, has been with people for a long time.
种族的仇恨、民族的仇恨、阶级的仇恨，每时每刻其实都是在侵蚀着人类的健康和生存。
So there are different kinds of hatred, like a race and the status has been continued to damage human race.
只不过在人类面对这个新冠病毒的危机的时候，那么这个病毒就卷土重来，有了这样的机会，也就笼罩着我们每个人的身上。
So now, because the coronavirus and this hatred continue to bring up, and then it's all among us.
那这是另一类的病毒，那它的危害呢，也远远超过了我们所现在所要面对的新冠的病毒。
And this virus of a hatred actually damaged a lot more than what we need to face the coronavirus.
但是圣经告诉我们说，你们应当彼此相爱。
But the Bible tells us that we should let us love one another.
凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。
Because everyone that loves is born of God and knows God.
如果我们说自己是神的儿女的话，
If we say we're children of God,
我们就要有这种爱心。
We have to have a love.
约翰接下来又反过来讲，没有爱心的就不认识神。
And then, on the contrary, when he talk about the people who do not have the love of God, then do not know God.
弟兄姐妹，你看，这是不是一个很好的测验？
So isn't it? This is a wonderful test.
你不用为应该选择美国还是中国来纠结。
And you don't need to be a bother by choosing China or United States.
你看一看哪些是有爱心的。
Just look at who has love.
当有爱心的，那就是从神而来的。
And the people who have love is coming from God.
那些没有爱心、充满仇恨的东西，不是从神而来的。
And people who fill with the hatred is not coming from God.
我们应该站在哪一边呢？
Where should we align with?
我们不是站在中国一边。
We do not align with China.
我们也不是站在美国一边。
We're not aligned with United States.
我们要站在上帝的那一边。
We should align with God.
我们感谢神，在这个疫情当中，我们看到很多的爱心。
So even though due to the coronavirus spread, we see a lot of love in this everywhere.
所以当中国发生疫情的时候，我们看到我们很多的同胞，包括美国的企业。啊，很多的有爱心，他们把这些救济的物资都运回了中国。
When China was suffering the coronavirus severely, and a lot of people in this country, a lot of industry be sending the aid to China.
那很多人买了这些个 N95 的口罩啊，寄给家里面的亲人朋友。
A lot of people bought N95 mask.And send it back to China to their families and relatives.
当时我们还真的没想到这个病毒这么快就来到了美国。
We never were able to predict that the virus would come to the United States so quickly.
而且蔓延的范围如此之广。
And spread quickly.
那么现在中国的情况已经好转，那么美国的病情啊，在这个蔓延之中。
And now China is in a totally turnaround, but however, the United States has this disease has spread.
然后我们很多的朋友跟亲人在中国就说，我们要寄口罩，再寄回美国来。
So right now, the people in China say they want to mail the mask to United States.
所以我们看到说，很多的人在这个时候能把自己的爱心献上。
A lot of people really love each other and try to do things for others.
病毒蔓延之地，有很多的人，一家一家的人受了感染。
And so whatever there's a spread, there's a lot of family cluster together and being affected.
那么我们每天看到的 这个得病的人和死亡的人数是不断的增长。
We continue to see increase of infected and the death.
我们要知道，这些不是数字，乃是人的生命。
We have to remember this is just not only a number, this is a people's life.
不管那个百分比死亡率有多少。
It doesn't matter what is the death rate.
当这个灾难临到一个家庭的时候，那就是百分之百的灾难。
When this calamity arrives in a family, this is 100%.
所以，作为这个社会的一个成员，我们鼓励大家说，我们怎么样来贡献自己的一份，来帮助我们的国家来度过这个困难。
So as a member of this community, we should all contribute and to help this country go through this difficult time.
因为我们看到说，在新泽西有一个家庭，因为他们一家人在一起吃饭感染了病毒。
And so we see there's a family in New Jersey because they were eating together as a family, they were all infected.
那结果他们家已经有四口人现在已经因为病毒而去世。
And four of the family members already passed away.
那么还有几个成员现在在医院的加护病房。
And there are a few members are in the intensive care unit.
所以我希望说我们在为这些不同的意见在这个时候还争来争去的时候我们实在是忘记了有多少人因为这个病毒而影响而生活在这个苦难之中。
And among all the fightings and the arguing, and then we need to remember how many people are suffering, are fighting this illness.
对现在我们生活在美国的每一个人，不管我们是什么样的种族，不管我们是什么样的政党，不管我们有什么样的政见，我们都希望。
When we live in the United States, and we live here, it doesn't matter what race we are, what political, and what's our own opinions.
那我们都应该联合起来，共同对付这个病毒。
We should be all united to fight this virus.
那我们也看到说，在国会里面，无论是民主党还是共和党，他们现在都放弃政见，要一起的合作，尽量通过一个帮助国家。和我们公民来渡过难关的这样的法案
，so we
的政见上的分歧，来一起通过一些法案来帮助国家渡过这个难关。
So in the Congress, two parties have agreed to let go their political differences and work together to help prevent the spread of corona disease.
Yeah, 这就是我们应该做的事情。
And this is what we should be doing.
但是我们看到这个。有些媒体啊，现在还在不断的攻击川普总统。
But we can also see many media continues to attack President Trump.
刚才我也提到，川普做的方法是，特别是他提到中国病毒是非常错误的。
As I mentioned previously, it is not right for Trump to mention that this is a Chinese virus.
但是我也看到这个 CNN 呢，本来这个新闻媒体是我觉得还是蛮好的一个媒体。
But CNN.And I thought it was a pretty good media before.
但是现在他们就是利用任何的机会，他们就来攻击总统。
But that now they use every opportunity they get to attack the president.
我觉得作为一个媒体，你的焦点不应该是挑总统的毛病，而是
I think as a media, your focus shouldn't be to pick out the things that you can criticize about the president.
而是应该我们的焦点。集中在这个病情和怎么样帮助我们的国家渡过难关。
But to focus on the virus spread and how we can help the country to sail through this crisis.
所以华人社会面对日益增加的这个在我们生活的社区的这个敌意，我们应该怎么办
？So how should the Chinese respond to the animosity in our communities?
我们应该对打对骂吗
？Shall we fight back？
还是我们应该逆来顺受
？Shall we accept everything as is？
那特别是有些受害的华人，他们都不敢出声的啊。
Especially some Chinese who have been attacked, they would keep silent.
我想这两个都是不对的。
I think these two ways of response are not right.
所以我给大家有三点建议。 我们来怎么样面对啊这样的敌意
？So I have three suggestions for us to face this animosity.
首先，我们应该敢于面对现实。
First, we should be able to face the reality.
这个病毒确实是首先从中国开始。
This virus actually stemmed from China.
那么，中国在首先第一开始没有控制住。我想这个确实是有一定的责任。
And I think China should be responsible for not controlling this virus in the first place.
但是中国政府很快的采取了啊这个比较坚决的措施，阻止了这个疫情的进一步的扩展。
But the Chinese government quickly devised their methods to stop the spread of this virus.
没有人愿意让这个病毒去传播到世界各地。
No one wants to spread this virus to the whole world.
那么现在面对这个病毒的时候，我们需要是大家一起啊，团结一心的来面对。
So facing the spread of virus, we should unite together.
所以新冠的病毒是人类共同的敌人。
This is a common enemy for all of us.
所以我们的敌人不是这个国家或者是那个国家。
Our enemy is not this country or that country.
也不是这个种族或是那个种族。
It's not this nation or this the other nation or this ethnic group or the other ethnic group.
所以呢，在这个时候呢，我们啊比任何时候啊都是要更加的积极的参与政府的号召，来融入这个社会，来共同的努力。
So at this time, we should join with the country.To respond to all the methods that they suggest us to do to stop the spread of this virus.
那这个星期呢，我有机会跟一个弟兄来沟通这方面的事情。
And this week I had opportunity to share with a brother concerning this matter.
那这个弟兄呢，跟我分享说，如果有人面对面的跟他说 ，Go back to China.
And this brother said, if somebody tell him face to face that for him to go back to China.
那他首先就会说，他会为这个病毒的事向对方道歉。
And he would apologize to the other person about this virus first.
但是同时他也会指出，他这种做法是非常不对的。
But he will at the same time point out the way this person says is not correct.
是啊，弟兄姐妹，如果我们面对这种情况，我们受到攻击的时候，我们希望我们不要沉默。
So we should not keep silent when we faced with this kind of attack.
因为这个国家是一个法治的国家。
Because this is a country of law.
它有很多的这种法律来保护我们公民的人身安全和自由。
And there are many laws protecting our freedom and our safety.
当我们受到威胁的时候，我们
When we are being threatened, we should report it.
对，我们应该告诉当局对这种行为予以坚决的管制。
We should tell authorities to control this type of behavior.
那么同时呢，在面对疫情的时候，我们希望也华人社区呢要积极的回馈社会。
At the same time, when we face this pandemic, I think the Chinese community should think about how to feed back to our society.
用我们所力所能及的能力来帮助这个国家共同度过这个难关。
With our best abilities to help this country sail through this pandemic.
新冠病毒已经来了。
The coronavirus has arrived.
并且会达到高峰。
At the same time, it will reach its peak.
而且我们相信美国政府跟国家我们的人民有这个能力，也能够战胜这个疫情。
And I believe that America as a country and the people will unite together to overcome this pandemic.
这个疫情呢，也会有消失的时候。
And this pandemic will disappear in one day. I mean, sometime in the future.
但是我想到说，我今天所提到的这种仇恨的病毒啊，确实。
But the virus I mentioned today about hatred.
这是要长期跟我们共存的。
This will exist in this world for a long time.
因为这个在新冠病毒之前，这个病毒已经有了。
Because before the coronavirus, the virus of hate is already existing.
它只是借着这个机会又重新浮上了表面。
It's just taking hold of this opportunity and resurfaced again.
所以我们作为基督徒啊，我们要随时的警惕。
So as Christians, we need to be vigilant.
我们要提高自己的免疫力。
And to raise our own immunity.
并且呢，与之抗争。
At the same time, to combat this virus.
那么对这种病毒啊，其实有一种疫苗是非常管用的。
There is a vaccine that is very effective against this virus.
这个疫苗呢，就是耶稣基督的救恩。
And this vaccine is the salvation of Jesus Christ.
因为这是人类自赎的唯一的出路。
Because this is the only way for us to be redeemed.
我希望在这个疫情爆发当中，我们的弟兄姐妹，每个人都能够啊，这个洁身自爱。
So I hope that all our brothers and sisters can purify ourselves during this pandemic.
不但我们不要沾染这种新冠的病毒。
Not only do we not want to be contaminated with this coronavirus.
而且我们也不要沾染上这种仇恨的病毒。
And we should also not to be contaminated with this virus of hate.
让我们把耶稣基督的爱装在我们的心里面，成为我们的武器。
Let us fill our heart with the love of Jesus Christ to use as a weapon.
我们盼望我们教会的每一个家庭都可以平平安安的。度过这个疫期。
And I hope that every family within our church can sail through this pandemic safely.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your grace.
因为如你赐下耶稣基督给我们作为美好的救恩。
Because you have given us Jesus Christ as a wonderful salvation for us.
如你赐给我们全副的军装跟铠甲。
You have also given us the full armor.
所以我们知道怎么样抵挡这世界上一切恶毒的攻击。
That we know how to defend ourselves against all these evil attacks against us.
如我们恳求主你保守我们，让我们不受到这个新冠病毒的影响。
Lord, we pray that you will watch over us that we are not going to be infected with this coronavirus.
而且我们也恳求主保守我们。让我们也不受到这种仇恨的影响。
At the same time, we also ask you to watch over us not to be affected by this virus of hate.
愿耶稣基督的爱充满我们的心。
May Jesus' love fill our hearts.
让我们在这个关键的时刻，我们可以为主做好的见证。
That we may become wonderful witness for you during this critical time.
我们也为美国的疫情来仰望主。
We also look up to you for the pandemic in the United States.
我们恳求主你帮助我们的总统，帮助我们。
We pray that you would help our president.
帮助我们各级政府的这些领袖。
And help all the leaders in every level of the government.
也特别求主你恩待我们的医护人员。
And that you be gracious to our medical personnel.
让他们在制定政策来帮助我们照顾这些生病的病人的时候，这是能够带领这个国家能够平安的度过这个病毒的影响。
That while they take care of all the patients that they supervise, that they help the country.
我们也为这个
this pandemic.
我们也为这个国家乃至世界各地所有受到病毒影响的家庭，我们都仰望在主你的手中。
We also pray and commit all the families who are infected by this disease in your hands.
愿主你有恩典有怜悯在他们的身上。
May you have grace and mercy upon them.
愿主这是赐福保守我们。
May you bless and protect us.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.